RNUE, KO4QLG.
Edge Heat, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Chris.
You're on your way to God's country today.
Exactly right. let's see, probably 20 minutes out.
Hey, what you got on there?
Oh, just whatever you want to do. Or not. Nothing really. Just coming up to visit for a little bit. But if you need some help with something, I'll be glad to jump in there too.
Alrighty. Got a pretty busy day today, actually. But I'll probably have moments when you get here to stop in. And that's probably where I'll be.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about it then, but, you know, not trying to interrupt your schedule or nothing. Just nothing really planned. Let's see, I'm right here at Abner Elementary.
Yeah, I heard you and Tom talking. I heard the comments he made about me. He's walking a thin line, I think. But I was brushing my teeth and couldn't say anything.
Timing, wasn't it? Oh, man. I bet you just grinning from ear to ear, brushing those teeth. No, and he got me. He can't say nothing.
Got me good, too. That's all right. You know how I am. I'll just take it up on the wall and hold it in reserve.
Exactly. Alright, bud. Well, I'll see you here in a few minutes. I'm just fixing to come up on Glassy on the left, so I'll just swing by the house. And we'll go from there.
Alright, see you when you get here. KO4QOG, I'm clear.
KO4NUE mobile.
Hey, Tango mobile. Did we lose Tom out of here?
He had to go into Aldi. He stirred up a big hornet's nest and then left. You know how he does.
I'm going to be over here near his place because I'm going to be over here in Gap Creek Road in a few minutes where I'm headed for my second property inspection this morning. And I'll have two scheduled, get them both done, get them out of the way.
It is a little dreary today, but it is kind of nice, you know, get it knocked out and go do what you want to do.
I got things to do on a computer at home. Of course, I got to submit my reports and pictures and all when I get back to the house, but that won't take long. I just label them as to what they are and then upload them to the site for who I work for, and it's all done, and I'll get paid. So that's the way it works. But, you know. Oh, but I had two this morning, one all the way up in Boiling Springs, and now this one over here in Lyman, so go figure.
Well, I mean, you gotta go where the job is. I mean, I get it. You do the home or you just do the property?
Well, I'm doing property inspections. What we do is property inspections. Now, for these are on houses or land that have homes and things on them, and I'm doing property inspection. The building on the outside, I don't go inside at all. And then, of course, now I've got some other things that could possibly be scheduled in the next few days where there are businesses, and we do go inside to do certain types of inspections and pictures inside. So, you know, it just depends upon what I'm being sent to do. And, of course, the nice thing about it is I can pick and choose the ones I want to work, the ones I want to do.
Hey, well, that's pretty nice, you know, be able to pick around it, you know. I expect some of those things can get pretty complex pretty quick.
And what we do revealed audits, like for HP Inc. sources. We'll go into things like Walmart and Office Depot and Staples and places like that. Any place that sells ink and printers, and we do audits on the ink for Hewlett Packard and things like that. So that's another one, and that's a revealed one. Those can take a little bit of time because you got to check to see what's on the display, what's missing off of the display, whether they're out of it or it's just they haven't restocked that part of the shelf, and you know the stuff's in the back, they just haven't brought it out, and that type of thing. So, and then of course the travel. I try to stay within about a 20-mile radius of home, but I went up to Forest City and did one the other day, and I'm looking at one right now. If I get it, it'll be down to Anderson, but it'll be worth the trip down there, and that's another property inspection, and so that's what we do.
All right, well, good deal. I'm glad you got something that you can, you know, you enjoy doing and bring a little income into. You know, that's not easy to find these days, something you like and pays too. You know, kind of have to jump around a little bit nowadays, but that's good that you are where you are with your work.
Make use of my photography skills too, so, you know, and this company's all the time looking for people. In fact, they're looking to hire more auditors and things, because we go in and do these we do the revealed audits, and then we go in and do unrevealed, you know, mystery buys on inks and things like that. So, you know, we do all kinds of places. I've been to Walmart, I've been to Sam's, I've been to Staples so far, and doing those, and I just did my fifth home inspection today. So, you know, and they don't pay a lot, but like I said, TrendSource is always looking for people to come work for them.
Okay. Well, so I've been meaning to ask you, what's your dog's name?
Pixel. P-I-X-E-L. Like the pixel on a computer screen.
One in the house, her name is Pixie. Pixie. And she kind of got left there when my daughter went to college. It's her dog. And so she's, you know, she's part of family and all. She wasn't left. That's the wrong word. She's, you know, she's just like a little diva. But and then we got KC, the big dog in the house. So they're quite the pair when you get them together.
She's gotten quite to be. Of course, mine is old. She's heading towards 17 years old, and she's got a lot of health problems. And as long as she's not suffering, I'll give her a dose of aspirin every day and a dose of something for itch and for her dry skin and everything. And I'll just keep her comfortable. And if she gets to the point where she can't, you know, she's hurting all the time, then I'll take her and have her put down. And this will not be the first one I've had to have that done too, but she's been around for a long time. She's a good old girl, and you know, and she's like me. We're both old fogies.
That's good. That's good. Both of you run about the same speed. That makes it easy on both of you.
It does. And believe it or not, I'm actually older than that old troublemaker you were dealing with a while ago.
I understand. Well, that's just, you know, I would say old. That's just called a crown of wisdom. How about that? That's what the Bible calls it anyway. So you gotta watch him, that's for sure.
Yep. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get out right now because I'm getting close to where I got to turn and go back in to find this house down in here on this road up here, and I think I'm getting close to Hampton Road over here. Anyway, I'll catch you later when I get back in and start going again. Talk to you in a little while. KO4NUE, W2T, 73s for now.
73, Rusty. Have a wonderful day, sir. KO4NUE.